Over 20 years ago, not long after the Lord called me to start discovering the Jewish Jesus, I was ministering in a church, and I was there for 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And after my time of ministry there, the pastor had a fellowship meal in his facility. And so we got together for the fellowship meal. And then the pastor said to his congregants that were present, "Does anybody have a word for Rabbi Schneider?" And this was a prophetic church, so they were looking to see if they felt intuitively that the Lord was showing them anything that would encourage me about my life and my ministry. And I remember one woman in particular that spoke. And here's what she said. She said, "I saw you on this by this body of water, and you had this little boat right on the shore. And you had to cross this big body of water on that boat of yours, and you didn't know if you were going to make it because your boat was just a simple wooden boat. There wasn't any bells or whistles on it." But she said, "But the Lord wants you to know that that boat is going to take you all the way to the other side of that body of water because it's simple and it's sturdy." And all these years later, you know, coming to today, I think about our ministry, discovering the Jewish Jesus. And those of you that are tied into our ministry know, I'm just giving simple, profound revelation from the scriptures. I'm just teaching the Word of God with the layers of revelation that the Holy Spirit has added to my understanding. And we're sticking straight to the Word. It's not fantastical in terms of all these modern day prophecies being fulfilled and making all these spectacular connections of what's going on in the world today and how that's fulfilling Bible prophecy. I mean, for those that are called to do that are speaking authentic truth, praise God. But that's not what we do. We just teach the Word line by line to ground people in their faith so that we can continue moving forward in our walk with the Lord in order to reach our destiny, which is to be conformed to the image of God's Son. That's what I'm all about. That's what this ministry is all about. Simple, profound truth. You know, sometimes the simplest truth is the deepest and most profound. Yeshua's truth is so simple that even a child should be able to understand it. But when the Holy Spirit adds levels and levels of depth to our revelation of this truth, it affects the very core of our being and keeps on cutting deeper into our heart so that we're transformed by the power of God. And so those of you that are being blessed by the teaching of this ministry, I just first of all want you to know, I am so thankful that God is using my life to be a blessing to His people. And I wanted to share with you that not only are we teaching through television and radio, we're getting ready to go to Nigeria here. I'm leaving in less than a week to go to Nigeria with my team. And I mean, not only are we spreading the gospel through television, radio, on the ground crusades, but we're doing other things that you may not be aware of. For example, we are right now putting together one of the hugest initiatives that we've ever launched as a ministry. It's called Israel Awakening. And you can actually go to our website now, discoveringthejewishjesus.com, and hit there the Israel Awakening. And you're going to find all kinds of tools there that are going to help you to understand what we're doing to reach Jewish people with the gospel. Because when there's a massive Jewish people, beloved one, that have been reached for Yeshua and have come to faith in Him, and then are looking up, calling upon Jesus to return, that is going to what is going to usher in Messiah's return. Why do I say that? Because Jesus said to the Jewish people, right before being crucified, He said, "You'll not see me again until you're saying, Baruch haba b'shem Adonai," which is Hebrew for, "Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord." So Jewish people calling out to Him to return, "Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord," that's what's going to usher in Yeshua's return. Peter tells us we hasten the Lord's coming by calling out to Him to return and seeing Jewish people come to faith and spreading the gospel to the uttermost parts of the earth. So I want to thank you for your financial support today. We need your financial support. One of the things that we're doing that I think will touch your heart is right now we are in prison systems. There's a specific program that we're on, an app, that certain prison systems are given to their inmates. Right now, 300,000 prisoners in the United States have the app. And I just got a report about 20 minutes ago that last month, 10 to 15 prisoners per day clicked on our link to how to receive salvation. Individuals that are incarcerated that watch Discovering the Jewish Jesus from within the prison and then click on our website to get saved. So when you sow your finances, my beloved friends, into this ministry, there's fruit here. Whether it's reaching Israel with the gospel, whether it's feeding the sheep, just like this ministry is feeding you, that are watching through YouTube and television and radio, I want to ask you today, would you help us? Because truly, my beloved friend, I can't do it without you. That's the truth. This, all that we're doing here, this isn't for, you know, it's not free. All that we're doing costs money. I've right now in my studio, to film what I'm showing you right now, I've got four or five people I can't even see because they're all in this direction, but I'm thinking one, two, three. I've got four or five people right now just on this set with me to be able to film because we've got the lighting, we've got the timing, we've got the camera person, we've got the producer, we've got my audio person. All these things that we do cost money, whether it's reaching the prisoners, reaching Israel, reaching you. Would you help me to do that? If you feel the Lord knocking on your heart, you just sense intuitively, you just sense it, the Holy Spirit's joy, just leading you to make an offering to Father God for the spreading of His kingdom through this ministry, would you just click on the link in the description of this video or go to Discovering the Jewish Jesus? And I would encourage you, do it now, don't wait. The scripture says, don't delay when the Holy Spirit's speaking to you. Don't delay offering the first fruit of your harvest to the Lord. That's what we want to do, beloved. Act quickly, obey, and you know what? There's always a blessing for obedience. Until next time, this is Rabbi Schneider saying, I love you. Thank you in advance for your support, and shalom.